And Pope Francis removed the Bishop of Tyler, Texas, from office. Bishop Joseph Strickland, a conservative, has spoken out against the Pope's policies on social media. This is ABC News. Anchorage, the largest city in Alaska, is struggling with homelessness. That's had a deadly toll. Four homeless people have died in the last week. We also saw 2 feet of snow fall. Yearly total is now a record 49 people. Cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and thousands of others who make Las Vegas run were set to walk off the job Friday, but a last-minute deal was reached to avert a strike.
We have a contract here in Las Vegas.
Just 3 hours before a deadline that at one time could have crippled Las Vegas's biggest resorts right as crowds arrive for next week's Formula One racing, the final deal was made. Workers at Wynn came to an agreement at around 2 o'clock in the morning on a new 5-year contract. This week, agreements were made with Caesars Resorts and MGM to fully avert the strike. Details on the deals aren't known yet.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. And SAG-AFTRA's membership voted to approve the new deal with movie studios that ends the actors' strike. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Did you know there are some secrets behind the long-running popular Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert?
Organized chaos.
That's my favorite kind of show.
That's the best show ever.
Al Petrelli is the music director, guitarist, and an original member of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. TSO kicks off its winter tour in Green Bay November 15th.
That not only is there two shows in Green Bay on November the 15th, there's a show in Council Bluffs, Iowa on the 15th.
But that's not all. In 46 days, TSO has 104 shows.
This thing grew up. It opened its eyes 28 years ago. It has grown up and broken every rule.
Breaking rules by taking two TSO bands on the road to perform in two cities almost every night. The tour ends in Milwaukee, 62 cities after Green Bay. One other secret, every stop includes a portion of the ticket sales given back to local charities. Learn more at trans-siberian.com. I'm Terry Barr.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. U.S. criticism of Israel's tactics escalated Friday as Secretary of State Antony Blinken said far too many Palestinians have died. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv says the health system in Gaza is failing.
We spoke to one of the doctors there who said the system has collapsed.
Currently, we're working with not more than 15% capacity of the nurses and doctors in the hospital.
Military spokesman Peter Lerner said Israel is focusing on the hospitals because that's where Hamas is.
As the world watches the Middle East, Russia's war on Ukraine continues, and today Ukraine's capital of Kyiv was hit with missiles for the first time since September. President Biden will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier as the nation honors those who've served in the military. Next week, he'll meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco. And Pope Francis removed the Bishop of Tyler, Texas, from office. Bishop Joseph Strickland, a conservative, has spoken out against the Pope's policies on social media. This is ABC News. Anchorage, the largest city in Alaska, is struggling with homelessness. That's had a deadly toll. Four homeless people have died in the last week. We also saw 2 feet of snow fall. Yearly total is now a record 49 people. Cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and thousands of others who make Las Vegas run were set to walk off the job Friday, but a last-minute deal was reached to avert a strike.
We have a contract here in Las Vegas.
Just 3 hours before a deadline that at one time could have crippled Las Vegas's biggest resorts right as crowds arrive for next week's Formula One racing, the final deal was made. Workers at Wynn came to an agreement at around 2 o'clock in the morning on a new 5-year contract. This week, agreements were made with Caesars Resorts and MGM to fully avert the strike. Details on the deals aren't known yet.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. And SAG-AFTRA's membership voted to approve the new deal with movie studios that ends the actors' strike. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Gah, I'm so stressed about my business not being ready for the holidays.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma Cloud Phone System with auto attendant and more than 35 features.
Ooma?
Yep, switching to Ooma is a cinch. Starts at $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Visit Ooma.com. That's OOMA.com to learn more. Ooma, smart communications for the smarter business.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. U.S. criticism of Israel's tactics escalated Friday as Secretary of State Antony Blinken said far too many Palestinians have died. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv says the health system in Gaza is failing.
We spoke to one of the doctors there who said the system has collapsed.
Currently, we're working with not more than 15% capacity of the nurses and doctors in the hospital.
Military spokesman Peter Lerner said Israel is focusing on the hospitals because that's where Hamas is.
As the world watches the Middle East, Russia's war on Ukraine continues, and today Ukraine's capital of Kyiv was hit with missiles for the first time since September. President Biden will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier as the nation honors those who've served in the military. Next week, he'll meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco. And Pope Francis removed the Bishop of Tyler, Texas, from office. Bishop Joseph Strickland, a conservative, has spoken out against the Pope's policies on social media. This is ABC News. Anchorage, the largest city in Alaska, is struggling with homelessness. That's had a deadly toll. Four homeless people have died in the last week. We also saw 2 feet of snow fall. Yearly total is now a record 49 people. Cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and thousands of others who make Las Vegas run were set to walk off the job Friday, but a last-minute deal was reached to avert a strike.
We have a contract here, Wynn Las Vegas.
Just 3 hours before a deadline that at one time could have crippled Las Vegas's biggest resorts right as crowds arrived for next week's Formula One racing, the final deal was made. Workers at Wynn came to an agreement at around 2 o'clock in the morning on a new 5-year contract. This week, agreements were made with Caesars Resorts and MGM to fully avert the strike. Details on the deals aren't known yet.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. And SAG-AFTRA's membership voted to approve the new deal with movie studios that ends the actors' strike. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Did you know there are some secrets behind the long-running popular Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert?
Organized chaos.
That's my favorite kind of show.
It's the best show ever.
Al Petrelli is the music director, guitarist, and an original member of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. TSO kicks off its winter tour in Green Bay November 15th.
That not only is there 2 shows in Green Bay on November the 15th, there's a show in Council Bluffs, Iowa on the 15th.
But that's not all. In 46 days, TSO has 104 shows.
This thing grew up. It opened its eyes 28 years ago. It has grown up and broken every rule.
Breaking rules by taking 2 TSO bands on the road to perform in 2 cities almost every night. The tour ends in Milwaukee, 62 cities after Green Bay. One other secret? Every stop includes a portion of the ticket sales given back to local charities. Learn more at trans-siberian.com. I'm Terry Barr.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. U.S. criticism of Israel's tactics escalated Friday as Secretary of State Antony Blinken said far too many Palestinians have died. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv says the health system in Gaza is failing.
We spoke to one of the doctors there who said the system has collapsed.
Currently, we're working with not more than 15% capacity of the nurses and doctors in the hospital.
Military spokesman Peter Lerner said Israel is focusing on the hospitals because that's where Hamas is.
As the world watches the Middle East, Russia's war on Ukraine continues, and today Ukraine's capital of Kyiv was hit with missiles for the first time since September. President Biden will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier as the nation honors those who've served in the military. Next week, he'll meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco. And Pope Francis removed the Bishop of Tyler, Texas, from office. Bishop Joseph Strickland, a conservative, has spoken out against the Pope's policies on social media. This is ABC News. Anchorage, the largest city in Alaska, is struggling with homelessness. That's had a deadly toll. Four homeless people have died in the last week. We also saw 2 feet of snow fall. Yearly total is now a record 49 people. Cooks, bartenders, bellmen, and thousands of others who make Las Vegas run were set to walk off the job Friday, but a last-minute deal was reached to avert a strike.
We have a contract here, Wynn Las Vegas.
Just 3 hours before a deadline that at one time could have crippled Las Vegas's biggest resorts right as crowds arrived for next week's Formula One racing, the final deal was made. Workers at Wynn came to an agreement at around 2 o'clock in the morning on a new 5-year contract. This week, agreements were made with Caesars Resorts and MGM to fully avert the strike. Details on the deals aren't known yet.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. And SAG-AFTRA's membership voted to approve the new deal with movie studios that ends the actors' strike. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Gah, I'm so stressed about my business not being ready for the holidays.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma Cloud Phone System with auto attendant and more than 35 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Starts at $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Visit Ooma.com. That's OOMA.com to learn more. Ooma, smart communications for the smarter business.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. U.S. criticism of Israel's tactics escalated Friday as Secretary of State Antony Blinken said far too many Palestinians have died. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv says the health system in Gaza is failing.
We spoke to one of the doctors there who said the system has collapsed.
Currently, we're working with not more than 15% capacity of the nurses and doctors.